The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Spent a great weekend here at St. Thomas. Yesterday morning, celebrated First Communion, and of course yesterday as well, the 100th anniversary of Mary appearing at Fatima, and now today, Mother's Day. We just need one more thing, I think, this weekend. But I do want to take today to talk about mothers and their importance. It's interesting if you realize, remember back to Genesis, where God says, "I make man and woman in my image and my likeness," which means to have a complete image of who God is, you must have both men and women. Without both moms and dads, our image of God is lacking. So today, Mother's Day, we'll look at exactly how our mothers help us understand who God is, how they uniquely give to us a little image of him and of his love. I think one of the greatest parts of the feminine genius, what makes women so unique, and in their ability to show us God, is a mom's heart is so big. It's the big-heartedness of God we see in moms. Look at our gospel, for example. This famous line, Jesus is about to go back to heaven, ascend into heaven, and to comfort the apostles, he tells them, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God, have faith in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places." And what comfort. You're telling the apostles, "I long for all of you to be saved. My Heavenly Father wants all of you to be with him forever. And in heaven, there's plenty of room. There's room for all of you." That's the big-heartedness of God. Just how big heaven is. It's as big as God himself. when it comes to our moms. This is kind of built right into mothers, actually. The sense that there's always room for more. Think of it. There's always room at the table for one more chair. Mom says, bring your friend over here. We'll fit him in. And in some ways, it's built right into moms because that's how we come into the world. The only reason I'm here, any one of us is here, is because our moms quite literally made room for us when there wasn't any room. And my poor mother made room for two at once. My brother came along for the ride. It's 9 months to carry us close to their heart. And as they get to the end of the pregnancy, there's literally no more room. So many important organs are just shoved to the side. Who needs livers and kidneys? Not that important. Let's get rid of those for a couple of months. It's amazing. And after that experience, I think the rest is just natural. Think of the last words a mom will tell their children when they go off to college for the first time. Remember, you always have a room here. There's always room for you here at home. Moms are a beautiful, incredible echo of our gospel. There's room for all of you in heaven. Moms are an amazing echo of what we see in the parable of the prodigal son. And God, who runs to meet the son at the first instance and says, come back home. Welcome home. We've got room for you. That's the great comfort of family. There is someone who has room for me and made room for me. There's some place I can always go. That's what God is like, and moms, show us that. Now, to all of our mothers here, a bit of a warning. When you experience love like that, kind of this deep reservoir that every mother does experience, it's going to hurt. And in doing so, you're going to show to us and experience another part of God's heart. Because it's true, God longs for all of us to be with him. But that is only an invitation. Love is always free, and it can and it will be rejected. And so, moms, part of this process means your kids are going to say to you at one time or another, I don't care. Or I'm not coming home for Mother's Day, or whatever. So, if that day comes where your love is rejected, where you have plenty of room at home, and they don't come home, you're sharing in another part of God's heart. And that's the part that hurts. And yet, we also need this image of God, of a Father who longs for us and perseveres in loving us and praying for us and encouraging us, even when we couldn't care less. Now, that does hurt. For moms, if there's anyone today, that today is a very painful day because someone's not here with you, I want to encourage you, keep on praying, keep on hoping, you keep on loving. That's what God does. And that's what you're called to do. And your very perseverance and a love that even hurts also shows us what God is like. Now, for all of us who are sons and daughters, today is a great day for us. I think, first of all, it should be a day, hopefully, of joy, that if our moms have done a great job of showing us who God is, tell them thank you. It's the primary focus of today. Mom, thank you for doing an excellent job in loving me and then in paving the way for me to see who God is. If today is not a great day for you, because your mom was not very present or didn't do a great job. Let today be a day of forgiveness. Pray, Jesus, I forgive mom, and go through the list. At the very least, let it be a day of forgiveness to try to take away some of the pain. I think for all of us, it's helpful to remember that moms, again, they're meant to be an image of who God is, but no mom is perfect. Well, one mom was. Okay, Mary was, yes. But after her, no mom is perfect. Moms, please breathe a sigh of relief. It's okay. You're not perfect. And we shouldn't expect you to be perfect. And remember that no one's going to be a perfect image of who God is. Even the best of mom is still an image, a reflection of God. And if someone's an antithesis of a mother, they might even obscure who God is. But remember, moms point to a deeper truth that's always true no matter what. There's always room for you in heaven. And don't let kind of maybe a toxic relationship get in the way of that. A deeper truth, there's always room for you. On the plaza of the church, as you walked in, you would have seen this big display. It's called the Michigan Heart Gallery. It's put on by the Michigan Adoption Resource Exchange. And it features over 100 pictures of, you know, those who are hoping to be adopted. Boys and girls, teenagers, hoping for a match. Again, I think of what a child must be thinking when they're waiting to be adopted. Does anyone have room for me? That's what adoption does. Yeah, we've got room for you. You're part of our family. So I encourage you, if you could, stop by there. Look at the banner. If you're all open to adoption, and there's someone there that talk with you as well, what a beautiful gift. How many here either were adopted or have adopted? Good, quite a few. What an amazing, beautiful gift. So to all of our mothers here, thank you. Thank you for reflecting something of who God is. Thank you for persevering, continuing to love us, even when it hurts. Thank you for who you are. I want to end with a blessing for our moms. So if we could have all of our moms please stand up. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And thank you, moms. We give all of us please stand now as we profess our faith.